Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's check in live this morning with meteorologist Kirk Apfel at the National Weather Service. Looks like another maybe challenging morning, Kirk.
Good morning. Yes, it will be. We have the biggest problem really isn't what's going to come. It's what's already fallen. Last night, not only did we get maybe an inch or so of snow, but we also got that wintry mix of sleet and freezing rain, depending on where you were located. And that combined with below freezing temperatures this morning will result in some slick spots on some area roadways.
Yes, yeah, slick spots. And it really creates a problem, whether it's the roads or the runways, no matter where you are, because you're not just dealing with the snow. It's not usually something you can typically just shovel away. There's also a coating of ice maybe underneath from the past couple days.
That's certainly a risk, and it's certainly, I'll tell you, I shoveled my driveway, and that was the heaviest half inch I've ever shoveled.
Wow. Yeah. You know, is this precipitation that's coming down, is it all snow this morning, or can we expect some of that mix?
At this point, it's almost all snow, and it's actually even some rain mixed in across the southern tier where temperatures are about freezing. But in the Buffalo Metro, it's going to be all snow, so you shouldn't have to worry about any more freezing rain. But at this point, any water or slush on the roadways or sidewalks with temperatures gradually falling, it's going to freeze a lot of that up if it wasn't salted. So that's something to be careful of this morning.
Well, a little bit of good news that it's snow only falling right now. What do we look like for the rest of the day? When are we saying goodbye to all of this freezing rain?
Well, the snow should be pretty much done by this afternoon, and then tonight should be just dry and quiet, although it will be chilly. So really, it's just the morning hours that we have to contend with the lingering snow.
Is there any, you know, warm-up in sight where a lot of this might melt away on its own?
Not a real big warm-up, although fortunately during the days we'll get at least a little bit above freezing, so it should kind of whittle away on it starting tomorrow and Wednesday. But we're only looking at highs each day in the mid-30s, so you'll get some melting, but it'll be a slow process.
Kirk, so much of the country is impacted by wintry weather the last couple of days and going forward the next couple. Is it all one system, or are we seeing a few different systems here?
Well, the system that probably had the greatest impact was the one that impacted our area, but also got the metro areas from New York City to Boston, Albany, the capital region, and some areas got over a foot of snow from that system. So I guess here in Buffalo, we're relatively less than some of the higher impact areas. But that storm tracked from the Midwest to the East Coast and had quite a history.
Yeah, it kind of seems like winter's here. You know, when we got this blast, you know, before there might have been, okay, well, we're back into the 40s or something in just a few days. Now it's like, hey, it's December, we got the snow, and there's no real letting up with the temperatures.
It's December in Buffalo, so if you do get temperatures that break out of the 40s, you consider yourself lucky.
I guess so. It's meteorological winter, right?
It is. It's the coldest 3 months of the year, December, January and February for us, and occasionally you do get some warm-ups. It's not unusual for us to get those, and like, you know, here in Buffalo, we enjoy those.
Yeah, today was a winter coat day for me. I had to break out the big winter coat, and it's here to stay from now on, unlike in the past, unfortunately. I'm sure you've already been there, though.
Yes, definitely. Well, we had a couple cold weeks at the start off November, so we did get a little bit of a break, but it appears to be back.
All right, Kirk, hey, thanks so much. Kirk Apfel joining us from the National Weather Service this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.